The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
With a great cast, writer, director, and star, Chris Rock is rolling again. And for laughs, top 5 is top 10. I'm in.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-677-6111. That's 800-677-6111.
This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Supplies, with thousands of quality products at low prices every day so you save on every order. Visit fosterandsmith.com.
I'm Tammy Trujillo. This seems kind of weird, but falcons are now welcome passengers aboard Lufthansa Airlines. Falcons are now allowed in the main cabin in what's called a specially designed Falcon Master Tray that keeps the birds from messing on the cabin walls, the seats, and carpets. So why falcons, you ask? Well, I did too. It apparently is an effort by Lufthansa to try and drum up business in the Middle East, where apparently a lot of people have pet falcons. Many airlines, of course, do allow domesticated animals on board, like cats and dogs, even birds. But airlines like United, American, and Delta all prohibit the carriage of poultry or birds of prey, which, of course, a falcon is a bird of prey, so they can fly on Lufthansa. If you have not seen the video in this next story, you got to go online and check it out. This is so cool. There is a site called Break.com, and it stages Prank It Forward events all over the country to help deserving individuals. But earlier this month, they set one up for the employees and animals at the Kentucky Humane Society in Louisville. Comedian Tom Mabel went in and told the people at the front desk that he wanted to make a donation of some items for the animals. Well, they said, great, bring it in. And in comes a seemingly endless line of people bringing in thousands of dollars of pet food, treats, toys, kitten milk formula, cat litter, beds. I mean, basically, they filled up the entire lobby, and they were followed by 10 people from a nearby groomers who bathed and spruced up every single dog in the shelter. It was a really great day for the animals, but an even better one for one little terrier, Mix, because the host of the show fell in love with him and took him on home. Now, here's a mystery. How did 4-year-old bulldog Cooper end up 1,500 miles from home? Nobody knows. And he doesn't seem to be any worse for wear from the trek from his home in Florida to New Hampshire. Two women found him walking the streets in Salem, New Hampshire. A scan at the local shelter, and well, thank goodness, Cooper did have a microchip. His guardian, Julie Shields, got a call about her missing bully. And it's not the first mystery in Cooper's life. He showed up out of the blue on her doorstep in Naples, Florida, a year and a half ago. She tried to find out where he'd come from. Nobody claimed him. So she got him microchipped and she kept him. A national charity called Kindred Heart Transport has stepped in to get Cooper back home to Florida. Maybe he'll stay there this time. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Supplies. Visit fosterandsmith.com for pet supplies selected by veterinarians with 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Drs. Foster and Smith, your trusted source for quality, affordable pet supplies. Veterinarian-owned, with veterinary expertise behind every product. Drs. Foster and Smith has thousands of name-brand pet products, including pet medications, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Low prices every day, so you save on every order, with free shipping on orders $49 or more. Fast service delivered right to your door. Shop online at fosterandsmith.com, because your pet's health and happiness come first.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Walk
dog on? Learn more.
Animal Radio's Hero People is underwritten by Zooterin, a non-surgical alternative to dog castration. One injection provides a safe, permanent, and virtually painless alternative to surgical castration. Learn more at www.zooterin.com. That's Zeuterin.com.
You know what's funny is I'm filing my nails, too.
Yeah, I just want
really?
To set the scene
nail,
in the studio. Is it okay if I set the scene in the studio for the listeners? Because they probably
sure.
can't imagine us sitting around all behind our microphones. You have your hand in, like, what, aluminum foil? I have no idea why. Joey's yeah. filing his nails over there. You have a Pepsi one in your left hand there.
And I'm texting away.
What is it? What's with the foil, anyway? Do you get better reception or what?
No, it does look a little like Edward Scissorhand like, but you know, it helps. You put the soak of the nail polish on, and it helps to, you have to keep it kind of occluded, so you know, it's not evaporating in air, and it leaves, you leave it there for at least 10-15 minutes before you take the polish off.
That's so weird. I've never seen polish on your hands.
This is a woman thing, you know, and although Joey, hey, I'm sorry, you know, it's good to take care of your nails, so it's not a woman thing.
Yes, yeah.
Well, Joey's the groomy.
I take care of my nails.
It is time for our Hero of the Week. Very excited to welcome to the airwaves actress Silva. You know what's funny is, Silva, we spent the morning researching how to pronounce your last name.
I'll help you out. It's Kalagian.
Kalagian. Kalagian.
Yes, it reads like collegian, but it's Kalagian.
Judy came running into the studio. No, that's not the right way to pronounce it. And I was all thrown. Kalagian.
Kalagian.
Well, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Very well. You know, I wanted to, for listeners that don't know anything about Silva, she was in Cold Case and Southland, Desperate Housewives, Spider-Man, Big Love. I can't even remember all the things that you've been in. But you have turned towards the animals an about face, and you are helping them like nobody's business. You've actually written a book, God Spelled Backwards, The Journey of an Actress into the World of Dog Rescue. What have you been doing with your life, Silva?
Well, you know, what happened was basically I'm an actress, and the actress world can be very self-involved. And I hit a brick wall one day, and I said, I have to do something to give back. And so I split my attention half acting and half rescuing animals. And it's been about 10 years now. I've rescued over 500 dogs, and hence the book, because I had so many stories and so much information about the world that I wanted to share. About the world of rescue that I wanted to share with the world to educate, entertain, but also to enlighten people about what really is going on out there and how much need there is. And that's why I wrote the book.
What was the first dog?
My voice is a little scratchy. I closed in a hit play last night called Night Mother, and I haven't had much sleep, so I sound a little scratchy today. But
you sound great. It sounds sexy.
Yeah, very manly.
What was the first dog? Who was the first dog that came in and that just changed it all for you?
Her name was Sammy, and I adopted her in New York, and she basically opened my eyes to animals, and I started to see animals in need and thought, my God, if she was in need, I couldn't bear it. So everybody became her. All the other animals just became her. It wasn't just, I have to take care of my animal. I saw the need in others and thought, well, now I have to take care of them, too, because if, God forbid, she were in need like that, I would want someone to help her. And that's really how it happened. And when I came out, I was in New York when I adopted her, and then I moved to Los Angeles, and in between acting jobs, I wanted something to do to be fulfilling, and so I started volunteering at a rescue group, and that's how I got involved in this world, because living in Los Angeles is kind of like a third world country when it comes to the animals. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of animals living on the streets every day, and thousands being killed in the shelters every day.
Are you You don't just talk the talk. You're actually out there spending your time and your own money doing this?
Absolutely, yeah. I've spent a lot of time in the last 10 years and many thousands of dollars, you know, fixing medically, spaying, neutering, boarding until I can find them homes. I never brought, you know, we have our own three dogs, and we have a very sane household, and I wanted to keep it that way. So I would find fosters or put the dogs in boarding, which costs money, obviously, until I found them the right home. And then I would fix them and ship them and get them all their shots and do home checks to make sure they were in the proper home and that the home was safe and that they would be living indoors as a family member, not in the backyard like so many people have their pets, which I don't believe in at all. So it's the reason I was able to write this book is because I wanted to impart this information to show the great need and that people can help too. There's so much need out there that anybody can help in some way, even if it's telling your neighbor to bring your dog in at night or to fix their animal. Or there's just, we can all do so much to help.
Mm. In the book, you have good stories and you have some kind of, well, I mean, when I say bad stories, I mean, they're just not, the story is just kind of shocking, you know. You let a lot of people know what's going on there in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Tell us some of the things that we just don't really know immediately off the bat.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think the statistic is 28,000 dogs every day are living on the streets here. And they're not wild dogs. They're dogs that people have taken in and then let loose and not fixed, and so other dogs are born. And I, in Sun Valley, I rescued 45 dogs out of a landfill. People had dumped them there, and probably originally five were dumped there that weren't fixed, and then the just procreating just happened from there. And so there are pockets of places around town where there are more dogs on the streets than others. But, you know, I spent years just driving around in one neighborhood, not years in the neighborhood, but a couple weeks in that one neighborhood, and I got 21 dogs off the street.
Wow.
So there's the shelters. You can adopt, get a dog from a shelter, because people would stop buying puppies from pet stores, then puppy mills would hopefully eventually go out of business. Because the puppy mills are where the dogs are being kept in cages and bred and bred and bred and bred. So besides all this lovely information in the book, there's also some hopeful. I think, you know, it's hopeful. There's a lot of people out there trying to change things right now. A lot of animal lovers, a lot of people spending their time and money like I have over the years, really trying to change things. And I think the more awareness, the better our world will become in the future. That's what I'm hoping.
I'm so glad to see that from you, and always from actresses and actors who, well, you know, we're all of us in the entertainment industry are a little bit narcissistic. I mean, that's part of why what makes us do what we want to do. So when we go out and we help the animals like this, you doing this, it serves as a phenomenal example for everybody. Not just celebrities, but all kinds of people.
Yeah, everybody. All of us can do this. And even if it's not animals, it's helping your neighbor. It's just something to do something to better our world, I think. If we all did that, boy, what a great world we would be living in, that's for sure.
I have 5 copies of your book to give away. This would make a great present. I'm telling you right now. God Spelled Backwards, The Journey of an Actress into the World of Dog Rescue. The author and actress with us, Sylvia Kalagian.
Very good.
Kalagian joining us. And if you're not lucky enough to get through to pick up the book, head on over to Amazon, or you can head to her website, which is, of course, and I'm going to spell this out because it is tough. Sylva, her first name. Last name, Kalagian.com. And, of course, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. Sylva, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you, and thanks for being out there.
We're going
to
head back to the phones next, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Animal Radio's Hero People is underwritten by Zooterin, the only FDA-approved non-surgical method for sterilization of male dogs. Zooterin offers an alternative to neutering male dogs, thus helping reduce the pet overpopulation problem. One injection provides a safe, permanent, and virtually painless alternative to surgical castration. Zooterin, a permanent and cost-effective alternative to neutering male dogs. Learn more at www.zooterin.com. That's Zeuterin.com.